Coercive control is all about one partner having control over everything that the other person does, says, wears, eats, when they sleep, when they get up, their entire life, in short.
So it is a form of abuse?
It's most definitely a form of abuse, and it's been recognised very recently with the new laws being brought into being.
So does it worry you when you see something like this that says a lot of young women, or a third of young women, say that they've been in a controlling relationship?
Yes, it does. I think it's becoming much more acceptable within younger women's circles, actually, that they expect to be controlled and coerced by their boyfriends or partners.
It seems like we're almost going back in time rather than moving forward.
I think so, but perhaps not so much going back in time. I think it's more a case of more awareness and people bringing it more out into the open rather than keeping it a secret quite so much these days.
So do you think it is a case that we need to sort of educate youngsters that this is not acceptable?
Most definitely. And a lot of the work that we're already starting to do in primary and secondary schools is about healthy relationships and what constitutes a good or bad healthy relationship, really.
What kind of impact can, let's say, a relatively long-term controlling relationship have on a young woman or a young man, because I assume it can go the other way as well?
Most definitely it happens to young men too, although it is still very gender biased against women. It can actually impact on their health, their general health, their mental health. It can lead to quite often suicidal tendencies within young people because they don't have the emotional stability to be able to control their own emotions and to deal with what's happening to them. So it can be very, very damaging right across the board.
We're talking about younger women here, I mean 16 to 24 year olds, but I guess if you start off in a relationship like that, the likelihood is that that may continue. So it's not something exclusively to younger relationships.
No, absolutely not. And we see children as young as 14 in fledgling relationships that are quite accepting of being controlled within that relationship. And it goes right on. I think our oldest client currently is 82. So that's quite a lot of women within that age group, from 16 to 80 odd, something like that.
Blimey. Does it sometimes hint at a possibility that a relationship may turn into a more physically abusive relationship?
Coercive control is only the start of it, because they never start with a punch and a hit. It always starts with those underlying little niggles. But of course, in a new relationship, you kind of turn a blind eye to your gut feeling. And because everything else is so rosy and lovely, you really don't take too much attention to it. But what we see very often is that controlling relationships sooner or later can become physical.
It was quite interesting when I was looking at the website earlier, and it was going through some of the things that perpetrators might say, and it was things like, I do it because I love you, or I do it because I'm jealous, I don't want other people looking at you, that kind of thing. Is that very difficult for, especially, I suppose, a young woman, if she's being told that, to sort of get past that?
Most definitely, because we all want to hear that somebody loves us, and we all want to feel that we're very special to that person. And as non-abusive human beings, we don't want them to feel hurt because of something that we've done or said, so we don't do it anymore. And that's how the coercive control starts, and then it builds. So it's a very slow burner, and it can start with something as simple as, oh, I don't like you wearing that colour. I would prefer you to wear blue, pink, violet, whatever other colour. And so we change the very, very character of who we are to please the other person. And it's a slippery slope, really, from there.
Also, something that I thought was quite alarming was that 1 in 20 of these young women who were questioned believed that this kind of behaviour was normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite often what we see is second or third generation young women coming through our services where we've perhaps known their mum or their auntie or in some cases their grandmother. And that's quite scary, that there is a lot more acceptance really amongst young people. And we really need to hit all of this at grassroots level. We need to get in there at the primary school level rather than leaving it until they get to 16 to 24. When, of course, many women have already had a full-on relationship.
obviously you talked about the work that you're doing, going into schools, trying to educate and raise awareness. But if somebody's listening and they think, you know, that sounds like me, that sounds like my relationship, where can they go? What can they do? Because they might be too scared to come forward almost at this stage.
Most definitely. There are some fantastic help and support websites out there if that's the first step that they want to take. They can look on the Women's Aid website, particularly for younger individuals, something called the Hideout. There's also the National Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 2000 247. Any of those places will give them a bit more information, or they can contact their local services.